Oh.
Yeah.
No. I didn't really like the West Wing. It wasn't.
Best show ever made.
Very overrated.
The West Wing. All seven seasons.
And, by the way, I watched it. I thought it was fine. I think it's unrealistic as hell, but I think it's fine.
Unrealistic as hell. It won Best Drama 4 years in a row.
I made it all the way to the final election between Jimmy Smits and Alan Alda, and I'm trying to remember who won. I think Jimmy Smits won, didn't he?
Spoiler. Well, this was in 2000, so it was 22 years ago. Yes, Jimmy Smits won, and do you remember what state decided it?
I'll just take a shot and say Pennsylvania.
The great state of Nevada.
Nevada!
With its two electoral votes swung the entire presidential election.
You know, I've seen zero episodes of that show.
Because you're
really?
An idiot.
Not once. But, not even a
you
second.
You could go back and start that.
Yeah,
and
you
it's
could.
A totally
okay,
nice
Greg,
experience
Greg,
to have.
First 5 minutes of The West Wing.
Yeah.
Right? Of the pilot episode, first 5 minutes. Rob Lowe in a bar.
Okay.
Looks over, he says, I think that girl over there is looking at me. And the guy he's with goes, no, she's not. He goes, yeah, she's looking at me. Turns out, he picks her up in the bar, goes home, has sex with her, and then he realizes she's a call girl.
Uh-oh.
And he works for the president.
Oh.
And that's a bad look, and how do you get out of it? And there you go. You're off and running.
And then it goes, what happens? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
was that Rob Lowe did that?
Yep.
Well, did he pay?
Sam Seaborn.
Did he pay?
No.
So then it's fine.
Yeah, but it doesn't look good if a high-priced call girl.
Yeah, he broke the code of conduct.
But he didn't pay for it. She was so attracted to him.
Well, this is exactly what Emma Odoka is putting up with today.
Yes.
I mean, all right, now Mace.
Well, I hope she's not a call.
Mace, I don't know if Greg has shared this with you, but he has made for Greg a very uncharacteristic mistake.
This is very uncharacteristic.
Oh, really? What'd he do?
It's a pretty big one.
I'm not happy
about it. It's a pretty big one.
I'm actually embarrassed.
Okay.
But we're going to need to adjust on the fly.
Okay.
Can I explain?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So at some point, my computer had to restart because of, you know, maintenance, whatever it happens to be.
Okay.
So I just had to reopen our Excel spreadsheet that has all the bets on it.
Sure.
I don't have anything.
No, you've lost all the bets.
From 3 weeks ago. I've only from 3 weeks ago.
You've lost all bets.
I have no idea what we had from the last
time. All right, now, I don't think this is as catastrophic, Greg, as you think.
Oh, no,
it is.
It's catastrophic. I'm very upset about this.
Well, here's the thing,
though.
I'm not even kidding. Jorge is so far ahead in Mythical Money. All we really care about is determining a winner.
Yeah, that's true.
So Jorge is so far ahead. He has 316,000.
No,
the closest,
he has more than that.
I have like 330.
Nope. I'm looking at this document right here.
I know he won.
I just won
30K.
All bets are wiped out.
Nope. I'm looking.
All bets are wiped out.
I got tape. I have it on tape from Monday.
Tape.
The total. I got the total.
Schmape. I think the only thing to do, the only thing that's fair, Mace, tell me if you agree.
Yep.
Reset everybody at 100 grand.
Oh.
Wow.
Reset everybody at 100 grand, and we call it the Bergman Corollary. If Bergman loses all the bets, there is no record. If there is no record, there is no proof. I think we all reset at 100 grand. Mace, what say you?
Bergman, what say you?
God, that's so tough. I feel bad because Jorge is so far ahead.
He was so far ahead, but prove it.
I mean, I was low. I was in the low 40s.
How about
if you realize if we reset,
this helps me.
If we reset at 100 grand and Jorge beats us again, he should get credit for two titles. Bergman, how long were you doing this? I won it last year. You won it the year before.
Right.
When I almost caught you.
I'm due.
Did Mason ever win it?
Mason has one.
So we each have
all that.
Or we could do this. We could do like NBA in the bubble. Give Jorge the 2022 title.
Right.
And start 2023 right now.
Oh, I see. I like that. We have to give Jorge the 2022 title.
I don't think we were going to catch him anyway.
No, it was too much.
And that means we would each have, in the 4 years, we would each have one title.
Correct.
And then we so that we reset everybody at 100 Gs, and we start now. So the last 3 months of 2022, we actually have a 15-month year.
I like that. Jorge, what about you? Are you okay with taking the win
in
now?
In other words, you already won. You took the W.
I mean, I guess.
No.
Yes, no, no. You just won a 2022 championship.
You literally have nothing to lose here.
It's like you won in the bubble. It's
you
like
won the championship.
Yeah, it is. It's a bubble title.
I wanted a full season title. Yeah,
Jeannie is there at a podium by herself with a mask, like thanking you. But you've got the Dodger Laker bubble titles.
I vote yes on that.
Oh, wait a minute. Before Jorge even gave an answer, Bergman is retyping $100,000.
That's actually me.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Oh, I'm not doing that.
I already retyped everybody for $100,000. Okay. Jorge, congratulations.
Yep, Jorge,
you win.
Congrats. You are the victor. You are the champion. It is a bubble championship, but as I said about the Lakers and the Dodger titles, I felt those were harder to win than easier.
Tough to win.
So
in a short
you won
season.
It. And now, should we start Bergman at $90,000 for losing all the bets?
$50,000.
There should be some penalty for you losing all the bets,
why?
Right?
Why? I didn't lose the bets. I had it on auto save. I was saving after every single bet.
First of all, that's a $1,000 fine for whining.
It's not whining.
Yeah, there's a whining.
I was explaining. Whining. Oh,
and that's another $1,000 for saying it's not whining.
I'm not. I really want to just go and get angry and say I need to lose more, but I'm not
going to. Blaming the computer for your error.
It was the computer.
And is that $3,000, Jorge?
No. Hey. I want to make it better for everybody. So what I want to do is I actually want to put this now, instead of just having an Excel spreadsheet, I actually want to put it on Google Sheets so that everybody in the community or the mafia can follow along with
us. Oh, okay, that's good. You can follow
along. All
right,
so if you made any really dumb bets, they've all been out. Now, in the case of everybody except Greg, we all lost money. Because, Mace, you were at like 165. I was at like 120.
You were like 110. You were low. You were starting to lose.
What's starting to lose?
Ireland was at 111.
I had more than 100, and now I have 100. That's a loss.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Thanks to you.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, congratulations, Jorge.
Ireland, were you scolded by Bergman after that last segment with Matthew Berry?
No. Oh, just because we walked close to the top of the
scolded.
Hour?
I'm like, air, it's so man. Bad.
Why are you taking off-air stuff onto the air?
I was late for stuff.
And I did not scold Ireland because he didn't ask another question at 59.
No, you scolded me.
But, Greg, why are you so anal about top-of-the-hour breaks?
Because we have commercials, and those commercials need to be. We also have a clock, first of all. We have to stay on the clock. And the other part is we have commercials that I don't know if every commercial needs to be within that hour. So if it's actually
booked
for that
hour. Well,
if you don't
even know, what are you yelling at us
about?
If it's booked for a specific hour, it needs to go within that hour. They are paying for that
hour. I thought that was a quality segment.
It was.
And I thought your last question was excellent.
Me too.
We have to give Matthew Berry an opportunity to promote stuff. He's doing this for free.
He shouldn't have asked the Drake London question.
Like, well, are we honestly at the point where we're going back and tracing through questions?
You brought this up. You brought it onto the air.
Yeah, right, but
we didn't say anything.
But wait, you're the only one of the four of us who cares about us breaking.
No, so does Jorge.
No, he doesn't. Jorge
doesn't
do you care?
No, not really.
So thanks for having my back there, buddy. Yeah, really appreciate it.
One of the four corporate Greg cares about when we break. The rest of the audience just wants a good show.
I'm sure they do.
So zip it. and you lost all the bets.
I did lose all the bets.
So,
shut my mouth. Right
exactly.
Now. I'm really upset about losing the bets.
Quit
by the
way. While you're behind, man.
Why are you trying to bring it up on the air again, Mace?
We do everything on the air. What
everything.
Do you mean?
This is where
what
we
do we
hash
not
crap
do
out.
On the air?
Garbage.
Yeah, we're the only show that does everything on the air. Other shows like can't talk about this, can't talk about that. We talk about everything.
We got Mirror at the end here, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah,
see, I'll be ready. That's normally the producer's job, but thank you, Jorge.
Hey, no, we work together. Not all the time. Apparently not. Now he just throws me under the bus.
Jorge's
we are supposed to work
Jorge's
together.
Jorge's the glue.
Glue.
He's the glue that holds it all together.
Absolutely.
All right, coming up next for you. Now, I have promised this. Now, even though we now have
you're going to bet half of your money on Anita Marks?
I'm betting half of my money on whatever Anita Marks says the best bet.
She's been good. She's been really hot.
I need her to come through this week. We'll talk to Anita Marks, star of Bet LA, tonight at 8 o'clock. Coming up next for you, Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. So before Anita Marks joins us, John, I want to pass this along. This is for everybody that's a Justin Herbert owner in fantasy football. He was taped and throwing today. which is an upgrade from yesterday. It will still likely be another limited practice, but the general tenor has been fairly optimistic that Herbert will play against the Jaguars on Sunday.
And now let's get to Anita Marks, who has been white hot on our show. She correctly predicted Buffalo would beat the Rams. And then last week, Anita, you were great. You, number one, nailed the Cowboys. Nobody was on the Cowboys. And you also gave us that backdoor cover on the Chargers that didn't look good until the very end when Herbert, with like three broken ribs, threw that end-of-the-game touchdown and nailed it. So, Anita, in your honor, Mason has decided to bet big. Mace, tell her what you're up to.
So we all have $100,000 mythical dollars that we're allowed to bet on anything. And because you're hot and because I'm not, I am going to take half my money, $50,000 mythical dollars, and put it on whatever you, Anita, say is the best bet.
So a little pressure on you this week, Anita. What bet do you like more than any other as we approach week three, starting tonight between the Browns and the Steelers and then rolling through Monday night? If you had to make one bet for 50 G's, what would you put it on?
49ers minus 1.5 at Denver.
Oh, Mace, that's the team you hate. This is going to be hard. But you said you would do it. Anita, tell us why you like the Niners so
much. Listen, you know, and my heart goes out to Trey Lance. You know, you hate to see any player go down with an injury. But at the end of the day, this 49ers team, they're a much better team with Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback. They just are. And if you got rid of Brandon Ayuk, hashtag run, don't walk. Go pick him up. This offense, Debo Samuel, this offense is going to be what we saw last year, right? Like, you know, Kyle Shanahan had to run a different style of offense with Trey Lance. He couldn't run the offense that we saw last year with Jimmy Garoppolo. He just doesn't have the wherewithal to do it. So now we're going to go back to seeing that really fun, explosive offense with Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, George Kittle. Hopefully he dresses. He's been able to practice limitedly. This week for the 49ers, top five defense in the NFL. And here's a real good little nugget for you. Hocules is the reffing crew for this game. Okay. Mm-hmm. His crew, 15 penalties so far this season for false starts. Home teams are 0-2. He favors road teams here. And Nathaniel Hackett, guys, we got a question. Is he in over his head? This is a Denver Broncos team. 25 penalties for minus 206 yards. Russell Wilson, we expected him to cook up there in Denver.
Fans,
he's not cooking much. I don't know. Sushi.
Fans counting it's down sushi. The he's play not... clock. It's like crazy.
Oh, bad clock management. All of it. So all the stars for me. Jimmy Garoppolo quarterbacking. Hopefully they get George Kittle back. Ref crew benefits the 49ers, and Nathaniel Hackett to me is in over his head.
Well,
49ers
thanks,
minus 1.5. That's your
my
best bet.
My least favorite NFL.
Well, there you
team.
Go, Mace. You got
I'm
50 grand
50, on the Niners minus the
Okay, Anita, we
and the team you hate the most.
Yeah, yes. Well, he's a Rams season ticket holder, so that would come
Sorry.
With that saying. Well, at least Mace, at least she didn't pick him against the Rams.
Yeah, that's true. At least she didn't take Arizona.
Yeah, Anita, what do you do in situations like we mentioned Justin Herbert off the top of the show, off the top of your segment? We don't know if he's going to play or not. We don't know his availability. If that's the case, do you stay away from games if the quarterback is questionable, or do you move on him?
Well, right now the Chargers are favored by 7.
Right.
Right? And against the Jags. You would imagine that once it's confirmed that Herbert plays, that line's going to move. Mm-hmm. So if you have... And I was listening to you before you had me come on to your show, right? Like, it seems optimistic, right, that Herbert's going to play.
Yeah, right.
I just, you know, listen, I question this Jags team. They're 1-1, but who have they played? Indy and Washington, okay? You know, I just, their turnovers six turnovers in two games in 5 interceptions. I just don't see that happening with the Chargers. So I do like the Chargers. I wouldn't take them at 7.5. I really would love them at 6.5 with Herbert playing. So if you have true conviction here and you feel confident that Herbert's going to play, I would jump on this line now. Because I think once it's confirmed that he's going to be active, I would imagine that this line jumps up to 7.
And by the way, Anita, it's sitting on 6.5 right now. You can find it.
Oh, jump on it now.
In
I would jump
places.
On it.
Yeah.
I would jump on it right now. I absolutely would.
Okay,
let's talk about tonight.
Here's another nugget for you. Later on tonight on my show, Lindsay Ferry is going to join us. And
we love her.
And we're going to get she's fantastic. And so we'll get a really good update from her in regard to Justin.
Okay,
Herbert.
By the way, Anita, it's a sidebar here. Are you married by chance?
No.
Okay, Lindsay is, and Mason and I are friends with her, so she invited us to the wedding. I bought her something off of her registry that she has displayed in her living room now.
What you're supposed to do.
Mason gave her cash.
Cold, hard cash.
If it were you, Anita, if you were getting married in a month and you invited Mason and I and one of us gave you something off your registry and the other one gave you cash, what would you prefer?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cash.
Yeah. I knew it.
Because here's the thing. How do you know? Because I'm sure that her and her husband, and I'm sure her husband is just as lovely as she is.
Great. He's an airline pilot.
How do you know that what you bought off the registry was his choice, not hers?
Well, I'll tell you what. We actually put Lindsay, we made her come on and tell us what, we made her. She didn't want to answer. Because she didn't want to offend either one of us.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't let her hang up until she answered because we're friends with her. And when backed into a corner, she admitted that she enjoyed the cash more.
Money.
So you gave the correct answer. Hey, here's
the thing. I always tell people, I love shoes. Women love shoes.
Yes. Mm.
You give her money. You can go buy a $5 dress at Walmart,
right?
You go put on a $500 pair of shoes, that dress is going to look like $1 million.
There you go. Wow.
Women love shoes, so give them cash so they can go buy their shoes.
Okay, hey, Anita, before Mason asks you about tonight, because I know he wants to get to Brown Steelers, we're the Rams station. Rams has an interesting number. They're favored by 3.5 as the road team in Arizona. What's the right side of that game, in your opinion?
No habla inglés.
You want the Cardinals. That's okay. You were right about the Buffalo Rams game.
Guys, there's something wrong with this Rams team, right? There's just something wrong with it. Stafford, 5 interceptions. The offense is, you don't know who you're getting in the backfield. Is it Cam Akers? Is it Henderson? And that, besides frustrating fantasy football folks out there, your running back needs, that running back position, you need to get into an ebb and flow. You just can't, play a series, then come out and wonder, is McVay going to put me in next week or next series? You can't have a running back thinking that way, right? They need to get a good grasp and a good ebb and flow of the game. That's not happening. And this is a Rams team, almost lost to Atlanta, okay? Really, eked it out there. Meanwhile, you got a Cards team who won against the Raiders in overtime, feeling really good about themselves. And so they're coming in with all the momentum. I'm not saying the Rams lose. I just think that, and this is a division team, division rivalry.
We've owned them.
We know these two teams know each other extremely well. I just think it's going to be close. And if I can get the Cards at +3.5.
And you can. That's what it's at right now.
Exactly. And guys, nine home dogs this week. Nine home dogs. I like four of them, so I'm going to take four of them. I know a lot of people out there think teaser bets are sucker bets. I don't. I'm taking four of them, and I'm playing four of them in 6-point teasers.
Smart.
Do you think let's do Raiders Tennessee real quick. John is a huge Raiders fan. I've got Raiders -2.5 at Tennessee. What do you like in that game?
I'm staying away from that one. That is not one that I want to touch at all.
I don't like that number either, Anita. I think it's a weird number, 2.5.
I'm staying away from it.
Okay.
And then what about tonight, Pittsburgh-Cleveland?
Right now, Anita, Cleveland favored by 4. It opened at 3. Right now you can get the Browns if you lay 4. What's the right side of that?
These are two horrible teams. And again, this is another division rival. We know what happens when they go up against each other. So you're telling me I get the Steelers at +4? I'm playing that, and I'm taking it. Also, I think the play here is the under at 38.5. Stefanski is 2-11 against
the spread.
That's
a low number, Anita, really? Under 38?
Under 38.5. Possible rain tonight. Winds anywhere between 18 to 20 miles an hour. Both these quarterbacks, nothing to write home about for me. Yep. Stefanski, 2-11 against the spread against the AFC North. Clowney is dealing with an ankle, so he's out. Winovich is dealing with a hamstring. He's out. Myles Garrett is dealing with a neck. Expected to play, but he's dealing with a neck issue. It's been a short work week for both these teams. Pittsburgh plays a very slow pace of offense. Neither of these teams do much for me. So again, I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to come down to a field goal. Give me the Steelers and the Cleveland Browns. They've got a rookie field goal kicker. So give me the Steelers plus +4. The big play for me here is the under. Probably my best bet is I like Jacoby Brissett under 26.5 passing attempts, and you can get that at -125. He's nothing more than a game manager. This game is really going to be all about Chubb and Hunt. And Hunt.
Interesting.
So my favorite prop bet is Jacoby Brissett under 26.5 passing attempts.
Okay. Great stuff. You are on tonight at 8 o'clock, right? Right after Rams All Access?
I am. So it's fun. Last week was the first time we did this where, you know, we hit with about 15 minutes left in the Thursday night game. So that's a lot of fun. So we're recapping Pittsburgh and the Browns. And then we'll dive into, of course, the Rams, the Chargers, some USC, UCLA, some college football. And Judge, guys, Aaron Judge might hit 61 tonight.
Oh, there you go.
Right? And so a lot of excitement here in New York. And there's a chance we're going to talk about some of the odds out there for him to win the Triple Crown.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All that stuff.
All right, great stuff, Anita. Thanks. Have fun tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Anita.
You got it. Thank you.
All right, there's Anita Marks.
So,
she knows a lot.
By the way, Mace, the Rams 49ers is next week, right?
Next week, Monday. Sunday.
No, I think it's a Monday night game.
Is it a Monday night game? I think it's at San Francisco.
I think it's the same night the Lakers open the preseason, October 3rd, is what we're looking at.
So here's the thing about that game. See, this is why I think the Arizona game is so important, because the Niners just have our number. I want to be 2-2 after this stretch and not 1-3.
Well, wait a minute. This is only week 3.
Correct. In other words, the Arizona game is critical.
Oh, because you think you're going to lose to the Niners. Because
I don't have a good feeling about the Niners game. Okay. I want to come into that stretch at 2-2 opposed to 1-3. Can't lose to Arizona. It's a must-win, John.
It's not a must-win.
Must-win.
Idiot.
Must-win.
Must-win would mean if you lose, the season's over. If you lose this game, it's the season over. Are you going to stop going to the game?
No, still going.
There you go.
Nathan Ireland, 710 ESPN. So what's going on? It is Big Thursday. We already had Matthew Berry and Anita Marks on. We're getting ready for football tonight, Browns versus Steelers, messy weather. And you heard Anita Marks say she likes the Steelers a little bit more than she likes the Browns tonight. Yeah, Browns are going nowhere.
Well, especially with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback. I think if they had Deshaun Watson, they would stand a better chance. But Brissett is, like she said, he's just a game manager.
He's just some guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I got a question for you. How many ants do you think are on planet Earth?
Oh, gosh. No idea, but more ants than people, that's for sure.
There are the scientists have all come out and said that. You know, the science, everybody says the science says this. The science says that there are 20 quadrillion ants.
Wow.
That is 20,000 trillion. 20,000 trillions of ants. I just find that's more than there are stars in the sky. I found that shocking.
Why? Did you think there was an ant shortage?
No, I thought there were just so – I thought there were less ants. Who would have thought 20,000 trillions?
Yeah, man, it's like how many grains of sand are there in the world? I don't know.
Well,
I
mean, we're probably close.
But grains of sand aren't real living things.
Yeah, these are real living beings.
Right. Well, wait a minute, but if you have an ant problem, you kill them, right?
Well, yeah, but what if they all come together?
You're worried about them taking over the world like robots?
I think it's very possible fat
chance.
At some point.
Bring it on, ants.
Bring it on, ants.
I'm still laughing over the ant shortage.
Yeah. I mean, come on,
there
man.
There is no ant shortage. It's a good point. Hey, if you're a Dodger fan, there was a little bit of rough news that came out today, which is that Blake Treinen, Bergman, we're saying Blake Treinen is probably not going to be on the postseason roster.
I mean,
right?
I can't imagine. He hasn't pitched all year long, and now he had a setback, and he hasn't pitched, and he's not. It's not responding the way they want it to. I can't imagine he makes the postseason roster.
Yeah, but how do we feel about the Dodgers' bullpen? Is Craig Kimbrel the automatic closer
no.
if you're in a save situation in a playoff game?
No. I mean, a bunch of these guys have been, you know, good in the bullpen. And you're getting Gratterall back. I mean, you could use him in some of these spots. But, I mean, a lot of these guys have been, really steady. Chris Martin's been really good.
Yeah, Chris Martin's been good. Alex Vesia's been good. Tommy Canley's back. Evan Phillips has been fantastic.
Right. He might be the best one. I think you have several options to make it work.
Yeah.
And remember, Dustin May may end up, you didn't look very good last night, but Dustin May may end up going to the bullpen. If you end up with four, you're not going to have more than four starters in the postseason. Only four people are going to get starts.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question then. It's 3-2.
Yep.
It's the ninth inning. We're leading.
Okay.
And who do you bring into the game to close it in the ninth?
Me?
Evan Phillips has already pitched because he got out of a jam.
I was just going to say, it would be Phillips or Martin. But if you bring in Kimbrel, as long as you play Let It Go, I think that I can live with it. Until
Bergman,
he
would
blows
you go to
up.
Kimbrel?
Is it what I would do or what I think Dave would do?
What would you do if you were Dave?
So if I was Dave, I mean, I think right now it depends on where you are in the postseason too, but I think right now you have to go to Kimbrel. I mean, he's the closer.
You'd rather go to Kimbrel than Martin?
I like Martin a lot, but I think right now the answer is Kimbrel.
Yeah, I think it's Kimbrel. And by the way, when everybody sailed on Kimbrel right around the middle of the season, I said, it doesn't matter how he's pitching in July. It matters how he's pitching in September. And look, he has lodged himself right back into the closer role. Let It Go.
Yeah, as long as they play this before he comes in, then I'm good. If they don't play this, they play that Guns N' Roses stuff, I'm out.
Yeah, no, I think he's done with Guns N' Roses. This is the song. You know what I think is fascinating about this song? Obviously, it's sticky and it gets stuck in your head and all that stuff, but the message is like a really good message. It's like Craig Kimbrel, when he hears that song and he's going out to the mound after, you know, a really choppy year, is just like, what the hell? Just let it go. It just makes perfect sense.
I was playing golf today,
yep.
And the guys I was playing against had a big putt, and I did the Kimbrel pose, you know, where you put your arms
over. You put your arm up like
a like
hook.
The Karate Kid move.
Yep.
And they missed it. It's an intimidating factor.
Is that fair that you're distracting
hell
the person
no.
who's putting?
No.
Were you losing?
Yes.
Are you a sore loser?
Yes.
That explains it.
And he said, I said, I'll move if you want me to. They said, as long as you freeze, it's okay. So my shadow was right over the cup.
And you made the Kimbrel?
And I made the Kimbrel pose, and he missed it.
God.
That's pretty messed up, man.
That is messed up.
No, it's not.
Where's the honor in golf? I thought golf was a game of honor.
Screw honor. We were playing for the Phoenix Suns. It was me. It was me and one other guy playing against two guys, and we said, we're playing for the Suns. We think it's going to sell for $3 billion. Let's go. And I eventually lost. So,
by the way, have you revised to $3 billion?
I think so. Well,
here's
the interesting thing. Ramona, did you put this in, Jorge? Ramona? I don't see it on my screen anymore.
Yeah, I didn't see it come through.
I was in. Go back and look at the email I sent you this morning. And Ramona thinks that the valuation could be between $3 and $4 billion.
Whoa.
I thought for sure it was going to be between $2 and $3 billion. The Clippers sold for $2.2, and the Clippers are in the L.A. market, the number two market. Phoenix is like 10th. But what I didn't think about, Mace, was that West Coast City, you can get free agents to go there, which you can't always say with a lot of these teams that come for sale. Like, if you're buying the Sacramento Kings, you're probably not getting free agents to go there.
But Phoenix, I can see people signing in Phoenix.
Yeah, you get the, you know, Monty Williams is a good coach. James Jones is a good GM.
They got a really good core of players.
Right. They finished with the best record in the NBA last year. I think that if you look at everything that Phoenix has to offer, I might have lowballed it. I think Michael and I bet a dollar. If it's under 2.5, I win. If it's over 2.5, he wins.
I think he wins.
Yeah, I think he's going to win.
It's just the general valuation of teams. I mean, it inexorably increases.
Right.
I mean, if the Clippers were a $2 billion team, that was how long ago did Steve Ballmer buy them?
Say that again?
How long ago did Steve Ballmer buy the Clippers?
I want to say 2014.
Okay, so it's been 8 years. He paid 2.2 billion, I think.
So you think it'll natural? They were 2 years ago. The Suns were valued at 1.7 billion. 2 years ago. So 1.7 now changes to over 2.5. You think?
Yeah, over 2.5.
All right. The other thing that's interesting is listen here. We found the Ramona sound. Listen,
okay, good.
Listen to who she says might get involved in the bidding. This is pretty interesting.
Robert Sarver is going to sell this team, and this is a really important point. He gets to decide who he sells it to. Mm-hmm. So anybody you hear as a potential owner, there's going to be a lot of interest in this team. Could be $3 billion, $4 billion valuation. He gets to decide who he sells to, just like Shelly Sterling decided to sell to Steve Ballmer. There were a lot of other candidates, right. But somebody, there's been a few names that you'll hear. Jeff Bezos, the owner, the CEO of Amazon, Robert Iger, former CEO of Disney, Lorraine Jobs, who's a minority owner of the Washington Wizards as well, and Larry Ellison. These are big names that are out there. There's going to be a lot more names that you'll hear over the coming days and months. Yeah. But my expectation is it will be an outside owner who comes in to buy the Suns, and it will take a couple of months at least. But Robert Sarver controls this process.
Well, but in the end.
Wow. So Bezos, Iger, Lorraine Jobs, who I think is Steve Jobs' widow,
right.
And Larry Ellison. Those somebody were the four names that jumped out
Somebody suggested to me today that Mackenzie Scott, who is Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, who got a monster settlement, might get involved too.
Mm. Yeah. Somebody's got, and then the Angels, I don't know who's buying the Angels.
Joe Lacob, Light Years Lacob.
Is he actually interested?
Because
he is light years ahead of everybody. Angel fans should root for that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, coming up next for you is Bobcat. Bergman's going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Chris and Amanda. And also, I did put a link to the $100,000 Mythical Money bets in the community. So if you want to follow along with us for the entire 2023 season, you can now.
Cool.
And it will keep you from losing the bets, is good.
It's all online now. Yeah, I won't lose it. After, 6 years, I didn't lose bets. All right,
yep,
anyway.
But you did this time.
What have you done for me lately, Bergman?
Yeah, listen to you two. Listen to you two. All right, so Lonzo Ball is out for the next four to six weeks with another knee issue. He just can't stay healthy. Would you call him a bust at this point in his career, John?
Well, injuries have really, really limited him. I think Lonzo's a great player and a great guy. I'm really rooting for him. When I saw this, I thought, man, he has not been able, in with the Lakers, with New Orleans, with Chicago. When he plays, he's great. But Mace, I'm a big Anthony Davis fan, and I always try and defend Anthony Davis. And what people always come back at me with is, yeah, but he's never healthy. And I don't really have a comeback to that, and I'm starting to get that way with Lonzo.
To answer the question in a more direct way, yes, he's a bust. I mean, he was the number two player taken in the NBA draft, and he has not turned into – I mean, he had moments last year in Chicago, but he hasn't turned into a player you would expect for the number two pick in the draft. So I would say bust.
Yeah, it doesn't help that Jason Tatum went one spot behind him.
True.
Right,
yep.
Well, do you remember what happened in that draft? So Philadelphia and Boston switched spots.
Yeah.
So Boston originally had the number one pick. They swapped with Philadelphia, who had the number three pick, for the following year's number one. And then Philadelphia took Markelle Fultz. Boston got the guy they wanted in Jason Tatum, and they got the number one pick the next year and went and I can't remember. I think they got Jaylen Brown with it or, you know, whatever it worked out to.
Right.
So that was a stroke of genius from Danny Ainge. And if the Lakers had that draft to redo over, they would have taken Tatum.
Oh, absolutely taken Tatum. Yep. But also, Danny Ainge probably doesn't move back to three because he knew that the Lakers would take Lonzo.
Right.
Yeah.
Bobcat.
Anyway, so there's a new true crime series on Netflix called Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story.
Mm.
Dahmer, as you know, was a cannibal, and the reviews are saying that...
Dahmer, as you know, was a cannibal.
that was kind of your yada-yada the lead there, but go ahead.
I mean, I'm sure you know who Jeffrey Dahmer is at this point. And the reviews are saying that it is sick and twisted and leaving them sick to their stomach. Watchers, are you interested in watching this?
Well, let me just reach out to the people who are sick to their stomachs. if you just flip over one screen off of that on Netflix, you can go to Selling the OC.
Oh, yeah.
And you will not be sick to your stomach. You will be covered in cleavage, which is exactly what you need if you're feeling sick to your stomach.
So what about you, though? Will you watch
Monster? I have no interest in anything about Jeffrey Dahmer. I won't watch it. And Mace, this is the interesting thing. I always laugh when people bitch about TV.
Yep.
They know they can turn it off, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think what people are... And I don't know if you've watched the trailer for this, John.
I have not.
It's a Ryan Murphy show.
I was busy watching Selling the OC.
The trailer will give you a nightmare.
Okay.
The trailer, I mean, it just does not look like anything I want to see. You know, he's nobody's favorite cannibal.
As your partner Juan will tell you, watching Selling the OC will give you different kind of dreams rather than nightmares.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Ireland.
Right. I'm not watching Dahmer. I'm watching, the girls in the tight dresses selling houses.
Yeah, I don't know who greenlighted Dahmer. It's a terrible idea.
Bobcat.
All right, Jorge, what you got?
Okay, so I was talking to Greg and Emily earlier today, and I was talking to a friend of mine 2 days ago. She went out on a date, and she said she hit it off with the guy. Everything's great.
Okay.
But what she didn't like about him is that he paid for dinner with a gift card. So I don't know if she's going out with... Yeah. She's like, that's like a red flag, dude. I was like, no. Like, if everything's going well, why is that a bad thing, him paying for dinner with a gift card? Is that something? Is she stupid? What the hell's wrong with her?
I would have no issue. As a matter of fact, I might, Mace, even lead with that when I was asking her out. I would say, hey, I got a gift card to go to this place.
Nobu.
To go to Nobu. Would you want to go with me? And if she said sure, I go, okay, great, let's go. I would not be ashamed paying with a gift card. How about you?
I don't think there's any shame. And I mean, it's money. It's like cash money at that particular restaurant. So I have no idea what the objection would be. I mean, you use a gift card. It's not that big a deal. This girl thinks it's a red flag.
Yeah, she's like, oh, maybe he can't afford dinner like that, so he just had a gift
card.
Did
she mention where they went?
No.
Okay. Because that could be a red flag if he took her to, like, Sizzler.
Right?
Yeah, no, if it's a gift card at Sizzler, that's a different story. If it's Hometown Buffet, yeah, that's not necessarily
Greg,
where you want to play.
If it's Crustacean or Nobu, then pay however you want. I'm getting the noodles. Come on.
As someone that's dating, I want to know, why are you looking at what I'm paying with? Why is that matter? You shouldn't. I'm paying
for
it.
But it's sort of, you can't kind of miss it instead of giving
Yeah, I mean, if you're sitting right across from her and you whip out a gift card and
I go into my wallet, I pick the check up, I put it in there. You don't see what I'm putting in there. I close the package. I mean, then I give it back to them. They shouldn't see what I'm looking for, and it shouldn't matter. Who cares what I pay?
Yeah, it shouldn't matter.
I pay.
I agree with the second point.
That's not a red flag.
Yeah, tell your friend just to say thank you and shut up.
Yeah exactly.
I told the same thing. I think that's ridiculous. There's nothing wrong with this guy.
Now, find out, call her again in a week, Jorge, and find out if she went out with him again.
All right.
I'd be curious to know.
The reason, it's ridiculous and she's
wrong. Yeah, I agree. Completely ridiculous.
Wrong. Yeah, it's not like she lost all the bets on the computer or something. I mean, come on.
That would be crazy. Let's Who does things that. Like that? I don't even
ridiculous.
Know what you're talking
Bob
about.
Cat.
Okay, moving on. Aaron Judge is sitting on 60 home runs right now. And this Friday night's game for the Yankees is on Apple TV.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, wow.
Which means no Michael K. Apparently, Apple TV has reached out and asked him to do the dip hip hop. Asked him to do
very Dan Orlovsky of you.
Yeah,
exactly. Asked him to do the game, but Kay is turning it down because he doesn't want to Bigfoot current broadcaster Steven Nelson. But he also said that he would do it if he was contractually obligated to do it. What's the right move here for Kay? And what would you do in this situation, John?
I would do the game.
You would do the game.
I would. If Apple said, hey, we want you to...
The other guy.
Yeah, because I think what Apple is saying is this is a historic moment in Yankee history. We would like your voice on the call, and I think Michael should take it. Now, what I would do is I would ask Steven Nelson if he wanted to do it with me, like you want to be in there with me.
Right.
Yeah.
But if I think that's what Apple's trying to do. They're trying to say, hey... Yankee fans want to hear Michael Kay's voice. Like, John Sterling's doing the game. John Sterling was supposed to be off this weekend, and Ryan Rucco was doing the games. But the Yankee radio people said, hey, John, cancel your vacation we're going to tell Ryan to take the weekend off. We want your voice. And John said, okay, I'll do it. If I'm Michael Kay, I'd do that game. Mace, how about you?
Yeah, absolutely do the game. I mean, you're have a chance to be part of history. You are the one that's been calling this incredible season for Aaron Judge all year long. I don't know who Steven Nelson is. I'm sure he's a really nice guy and all, but he's not a household name. Michael Kay would be great in that situation. I really wish he would do it. It's, by the way, that game will also air on local TV in New York, will it not?
No.
No, it's on Apple TV.
It's Apple
only. You
only
can get it on Apple.
Yeah, just like here in L.A. You can't get it on Spectrum. It's only on Apple TV.
When Apple does a game, the Spectrum guys take the night off.
Wow. So he could hit a 61st home run exclusively on Apple.
And 62nd.
And, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think that should be free over the air. That's just my opinion. Not everybody has Apple TV. Well, and it's a part of history.
Speaking of which, all right, so my mom likes watching football games.
Yes. Good for her.
Should I assume she's going to be able to figure out how to get this game on Amazon tonight, or should I call her on the way home?
You should probably call her.
I don't think she can figure it out.
It's pretty complicated. My mom and not stepdad Leo have eliminated a lot of streamers. I think all they've got is Netflix now. They got no Hulu. So they got no Paramount Plus.
So
they
got to go someplace else.
Yeah, they will not see it. They don't have Apple TV.
By the way, if you're one of my neighbors and you get the Pac-12 network, let me know. Or else I'm going to a bar Saturday night to watch USC Oregon State. Unless, Bergman, you're going to slip me a link.
We can talk about that another
time. All right,
time.
Excellent.
All right, break
Bobcat.
Oh, break. Okay.
By the way, in the Mafia, I just got a tweet that said, oh, screw you, Jorge, that it's official that people are pounding Oregon State, gambling on Oregon State in that USC game, that there's a lot of so-called smart money coming in on the Beavers.
I bet a bunch of money on USC, but those bets are gone.
Those bets are gone. Do you want to do one more, or do you want to move on?
Yeah, do one more.
All right, this is mostly
for
John. I
want to make you nervous about getting really close to 3 o'clock.
If nobody cares, Morales doesn't care, Amanda doesn't care, if nobody cares, then I'm not going to care.
Good. Excellent. Right. Good job.
That's where we were trying to get
to. I finally got you to come around.
No doubling up. Don't do that. So, John, you love Hallmark movies.
Yep, can't get enough of them.
They revealed the 40-movie lineup for the Christmas season. I'll just read some of these. You tell me when to stop.
Okay.
I'm just going to read a few of them, and you tell
Got
me if
it.
You're in or out.
Got it.
Okay. On Friday, October 21st, is called Noel Next Door. It's starring Natalie Hall and Corey Sevier.
Okay.
A hardworking single mom gets into a war of words with a neighbor who she feels is ruining Christmas, only to find that this misunderstood grouch just may steal her heart.
All right, let me tell you how that's going to go. Natalie Hall, who is a Kristen Bell lookalike, all right, she's very attractive. She's like a Canadian Kristen Bell. I will watch that movie specifically because of her, because she's a hot blonde girl. And she is going to get in the first scene, she's going to get in a huge fight with the grouch, and by the end, they're making out. I'm in.
But only making out.
Yeah, I'm in. Okay. Oh, yeah, of course. It's Hallmark.
All right. Saturday, October 22nd, we wish you a married Christmas.
A married Christmas.
You see what they did there?
Yeah.
Marisol Nichols and Christopher Polaha, Becca stars them. Becca and Robbie are a married couple having a hard time connecting with each other as the holidays approach. Just before Christmas, they heal to a cozy... They head to a cozy Vermont inn at the advice of their marriage coach so they can recharge. Their weekend away gets unexpectedly extended when a mishap puts their car out of commission and just may put them on the road to a very happily married Christmas.
I don't know who Marisol Nichols is, and since it has married in the title, I'm out. married,
really?
Yeah, married normally means boring. I'll skip that one.
What if they're meeting and getting married?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't know the female lead. It's got married in the title. That's enough for me to switch over.
But you'll watch any of this trash.
To the Baywatch channel. Yes.
All right, one more.
Give me one more.
One more. Sunday, October 23rd is A Kismet Christmas. It stars Sarah Ramos, Carlo Marx, and Mary Lou Henner. Sarah is a children's book author who returns to her hometown, where she reconnects with her family and Travis, her teenage crush. She soon discovers that a long-held family legend might actually be true.
Yeah, I'll watch.
You'll watch all of them.
Yeah, that's true. I probably will watch all of them, but they've got some competition now because, as you mentioned earlier, Netflix is stepping it up, and now I have the 24-hour Baywatch channel. So I'll give each of those Hallmark movies, Greg, a chance. And if they're not any good, I'll switch over to one of the other ones, and then I'll call Michael and ask him to tell me what really happened, because he'll watch all of them.
He's going
to
watch all of
them. Yeah, exactly. Mason, you never watch Hallmark movies?
I hate Hallmark movies. They are such trash. They are such garbage.
What are you talking about?
No, they're
happy ending, man.
You know, you like
not that kind, you sicko.
You like West Wing. It's like this idealized world. That's what Hallmark movies are. That's not the way
Jed
the world
Bartlett
works.
For president, third term is what I'm saying.
Not how the world works. All right, coming up next for you, there's a movie coming out today. I'm curious that if anybody is going to go see it. And Tony Dungy says that African American young black men don't see a future in coaching football. So we got that coming up for you too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.